This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The Speaker for the 18th Lok Sabha will be chosen today. Senior BJP MP Om Birla, who was also the Speaker in the last Lok Sabha, is the NDA nominee for the post this time as well. On the other hand, the opposition India Bloc has fielded Congress MP K. Suresh for the post. Both the candidates yesterday filed their nominations for the Speaker's post, for which the election is scheduled to be held today. Despite hectic parley, the government and opposition failed to reach a consensus for the post. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said Lok Sabha Speaker should be elected unanimously and unopposed. He said Congress-led opposition have come up with conditions and demanded the Deputy Speaker's post. Mr. Rijiju said that consensus should not be conditional and they are ready to have a separate decision on the selection of Deputy Speaker. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said Africa will continue to be at the top of India's priorities. Addressing the Africa Day celebrations in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Jayashankar said India's partnership with Africa is beyond strategic concerns and economic benefits. He stated that Prime Minister Narendra Modi redefined India's engagement in Africa by outlining its 10 guiding principles. These include India's commitment to liberate Africa's potential by building local capacity and creating local opportunities, keeping markets open and sharing India's experience with the digital revolution to support Africa's development. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has expressed confidence that India's nuclear power generation capacity will increase by around 70% in the next 5 years. He said this while convening a high-level meeting to review the 100 Days Action Plan of the Department of Atomic Energy in New Delhi. Dr. Singh highlighted India's progress in nuclear energy and renewable energy in the energy landscape. He also took stock of the already operational projects and gave directions for upcoming plans. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea today, challenging a Delhi High Court order which paused the bail granted to him by a lower court. On June 20th, a Delhi court granted bail to Kejriwal, who was arrested on March 21st by the Enforcement Directorate and ordered his release on a personal bond of 1 lakh rupees. However, ED moved to the Delhi High Court challenging the bail order. The High Court yesterday in its order said that the trial court did not lay out the conditions for Kejriwal's release under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, under which the Chief Minister was charged. In response, Kejriwal's legal team moved to the Apex Court and prayed to overturn the stay on his bail. Another accused in the NEET 2024 exam scam has been arrested by Latur police. The name of the accused is Sanjeev Jadhav. 2 out of 4 accused have been arrested so far. A case has been registered against a total of 4 people in the Shivaji Nagar police station at Latur. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das has said that India is at the threshold of a major structural shift in its growth trajectory and is moving towards 8% GDP growth in a sustained manner. Addressing the 188th AGM of Bombay Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Mumbai yesterday, Mr. Das said India's growth story has been and will be a multi-sectoral growth. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been freed from the espionage case after he officially pleaded guilty to a single charge of conspiring to obtain and disclose classified U.S. defense documents in the Saipan court of Northern Mariana Islands, U.S. The U.S. court is expected, has accepted Assange's 62 months prison time in the United Kingdom as his sentence. In the BWF US Open Badminton Men's Doubles, Indian pair of Krishna Prasad Garga and Sai Pratik K defeated Irish pair of Scott Gildea and Paul Reynolds in straight games of 21-14, 21-12 in round 32 match this morning. In women's doubles, Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will clash with PHCA and Yi Hung of Chinese Taipei in round of 16 this afternoon. Kartikey Gulshan Kumar failed to qualify for the men's singles quarterfinals last night after he lost to Jay Liu of Chinese Taipei 19-21, 13-21. And that is the end of this news bulletin.